Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Intimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today we're talking all about IECSC Las Vegas. Okay, so I just got home literally like a little after 2 a.m. Today from IECSC in Vegas, and it was so much fun. And I wanted to share a little breakdown of what the last couple days looked like, the trade show and everything. So we're just going to kind of jump into it. So first and foremost, let's start with the day before we left. So Thursday, I had to run some errands before leaving the next morning. I had two doctor's appointments that day. I had a nail appointment. I actually took a client that morning real quick. Busy day Thursday, but one of my doctor's appointments, my last one in the afternoon, was for my first iron transfusion, because if you didn't know, with my pregnancy, I've got a lot going on. That includes severe anemia that I have to go in to the hospital and get iron transfusions every other day for. So I had my first one on Thursday, and I got there and I was fine. I don't really have issues like having, you know, IVs put in me, whatever. And during the infusion, felt fine. Afterwards, felt fine. But it was later that evening. When I was home, I was getting ready for bed. I was laying down. I felt so sick, like genuinely sick. I kind of felt very hot, feverish, kind of headachy, nauseous, which they said could happen. It was just, for me, weird that it happened so many hours after I had had the infusion done. And so I was a little like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this is all going. I was miserable the night before, guys. I couldn't sleep well. I woke up several times. My husband was still up doing whatever the heck he was doing. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like mentally, like internally, I was like, I don't know if I'd be able to go to this, to Vegas, like literally in the morning. We had to leave the next morning. It's like, I don't know, like if I wake up and I'm feeling sick like this, I don't know if I can last the whole weekend. Cause I thought I had to do with the iron infusion, but I also didn't at the same time. I was just wondering if this was just bad timing. I was just like genuinely just like sick. It kind of felt like a cold flu kind of situation. And oh gosh. Yeah. So stressing out the night before, didn't sleep much the night before. The next morning rolls around. I got a little bit of sleep. I think I slept maybe 3.5 hours the night before we left. Something like that. But the next morning, I wasn't feeling like super like feverish, a little bit nauseous still, but also I tend to wake up nauseous with my pregnancy. And a little hint of a headache, but nothing too crazy. So I was like, okay, no, it was probably due to that iron infusion. Okay, we're probably good to go still. But boy, was I stressed, because I had barely gotten the official okay last Monday for my doctor to officially go. He had known I had these tickets, like not refundable as far as I knew when I inquired about it and all that. And he was like, I can't really give you a definitive answer until the week of. So I'd just barely gotten the official okay. And I was like, dang, I got the official okay only to possibly cancel or just not go because I feel so sick. But it worked out. So that morning, got up. My husband took my dogs to the boarding center for them that morning while I got like the rest of our stuff ready to go. And then we left and we drove. Drive went by quickly, which was nice. We had to drive because I'm not allowed to fly anymore in my pregnancy. I haven't been allowed to fly since my first week of my third trimester. My doctor said no more flying. That was back at the beginning of May. I'm currently, I'm recording this, 34 weeks and a day pregnant. So just about there, guys. Yay! But we got there, I think, around like 4:30-ish and checked into our hotel. We stayed at the Waldorf Astoria, which was recommended to me by my client, Skylar. Shout out to you, Skylar. Because, like, I couldn't decide on a hotel in Vegas. Like, there's the casinos, lots of smoke. Don't like that anyway, but also pregnant, I was like, ugh. And he had told me that the Waldorf Astoria had no casino and was a smoke-free property entirely. And I was like, cool, sold. So that's where we stayed. We stayed there Friday night, Saturday night, because we ended up leaving yesterday, Sunday, to come home. But really nice hotel. The staff were so sweet. We checked in and we were dropping off our car at the valet, and I could smell barbecue. And I was like, it wasn't like I was craving it or anything. I just could smell it. I was like, oh, that smells good. And I was like a little hungry. You know, we were getting close to dinner. And the lady working at the valet station was like, do you want some? She's like, I can get you some. I was like, well, where is it? I'll just go get it for dinner. She's like, no, that's our employee craft services food that you're smelling. I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, no, like, what room are you in? I'll have some sent up for you. You're pregnant. You need to eat. Like, just the sweetest lady. So literally she had like chicken and rice and spring rolls sent to our room for free from the employee craft services, because she was like, you're pregnant, you need to eat. I was like, that's so nice. So didn't have to pay for dinner Friday night, which was nice. And then my husband and I really wanted some dessert. And yes, I have gestational diabetes, guys. But one of my doctor's appointments the day before we left was to meet with my diabetes doctor and dietitian. And I'm managing it super, super well. My numbers have actually been on the lower end. So there's like that thought that possible false positive on the glucose test, but still trying to be mindful of it. But my numbers are still in range for the most part. Even if I eat, you know, sweets or a decent amount of carbs, I just don't want to go crazy with it. And instead of checking my blood glucose 4 times a day, I now only have to check it 2x a day. And I can happily say, guys, that with the gelato I had, with the carbs I had and everything, all of my glucose levels were completely normal. So we love that. So I was able to indulge a little bit while we were in Vegas because I love gelato. But my husband and I decided, we were super tired because, again, we barely slept the night before. And I knew we had to get up somewhat early the next day for the convention, had a lot to do. So we just decided to go get dessert, walk, and find some gelato on the strip, which we did. We literally were dressed, walked, and got the dessert, and like we could have been out longer, but by the time, like, we were gone for 45 minutes that night, and then we came back, got ready for bed, and went to bed, which was glorious for me because I'm a homebody. I love to stay in, especially in a place like Vegas, where for me there isn't much to do. So it was great. But the next morning, we got up, we got ready, and we had some time to kill. I was a little wrong. I think I miswrote, like, in my notes on my phone, the scheduling for what I was wanting to attend. I kind of switched the days. I thought my busier day originally was actually going to be Saturday. My less busy day was going to be Sunday, because we had to be back, like, we had to come home Sunday because I have doctor's appointments. Literally today, it's Monday, the day after we got home. I have doctor's appointments today that I got to get to. So we weren't able to do all 3 days. We had to do Saturday, Sunday. And I don't know, in my mind, I thought Saturday was the busier day. I was wrong. When I got up that morning, I was looking at the schedule for the day and everything, and I realized, oh, today's actually the more chill day. Really, we only planned on going in, registering, getting our badges, going to my friend Savannah's How to Sell Skincare class. She is at the Dallas, the Dallas Esthetician on Instagram. She's amazing. A lot of you know her. She's just the best. Anyway, so we were going to that. And then we had an event with Hydrinity for with our specific rep that we were going to. And that was pretty much what we had planned for that day. So we got up. I was ready because, again, I didn't actually check the schedule until after I had fully gotten ready. So I could have slept in longer. Whatever. I had a rough night the night before. You know, 34 weeks pregnant, I'm getting these like witching hours where I'm waking up around 4 or 5 a.m. But instead of just being up and being able to go back to bed, once I'm up, I'm up. That's the kind of person I am. So, yeah, I was awake very early. And then my husband and I were like, we could not decide what we wanted to eat for breakfast. We didn't really want to put a lot of effort into finding places. And I posted on my stories, but I didn't see them until after people's responses for recommendations. So we ended up going to IHOP. Shout out to IHOP though, because I loved it. I did have chocolate chip pancakes. Again, glucose levels were normal and I was very happy. and then after that, my husband wanted to go to look at some cars, as one does. So we did that. And then we ended up going to the convention center where we checked in, and we were there kind of like, we got there what the time that we wanted to get there at, but we got there early in regard to, because we were only planning on going to the one class that day, like early, because we got there around, I think 1:30-ish to a, yeah, 1:30, something like that, and got our badges. And I had been told by other SC friends, like, oh my gosh, Lauren, I had to wait forever to get my badge. So like, you like, make sure you give yourself enough time so you can get in line for that class, because that class was like sold out and there was going to be a line. We all knew it. And I was like, okay. So we got there and we like walked right in and got our badges. We were like, oh dang, her class isn't literally for another 2 hours, but we don't have anything we really want to do other than this class. Also, I didn't want to push myself too much knowing that I was going to be busier the next day. So we found where the classroom was. we had to wait. We weren't allowed to like start waiting in line yet for Savannah's class because there were other classes that were going on before. So we sat what we thought were just other people waiting to be able to switch over into like on the other side of the hall to get in line for Savannah's class. But I guess they were actually waiting for an anal bleaching class. Guys, it was so funny. Okay. This anal bleaching class, I looked at it. This room was like rented for the whole weekend by the company, whatever they were. I think they were doing a total of 8 demonstrations, live demos of anal bleaching. Okay. And like we're sitting in line and they kept like, you know, coming out with bubble machines with like a microphone, shouting all sorts of different chants and stuff. It was kind of fun, entertaining at least for the first little while. Then finally, after I think it was like 45-ish minutes, we were able to start waiting on the other side of the hall in line for the right room that Savannah's class was going to be in. And my husband and I were actually the first in line because we were just chilling, waiting. So yeah, we sat there and literally just waited for another like hour and something minutes. I don't even know how long. Just to be able to. But some of you came up to me while I was in line and like said hello, introduced yourselves, and that was like so wild. Okay guys, I have to be honest, like I had that happen quite a few times this weekend. And first of all, I am really bad at putting faces to names. I know I communicate with so many of you on Instagram and everything, but I'm just the worst at putting the two together, especially with my pregnancy brain. And then also, like, I don't know if pregnancy, like, loss of hearing is a symptom for sure, but, like, I have it. Like, ask my husband, he'll be right next to me talking, and I can't even hear him sometimes. So, like, sometimes you, like, it would come up to me, and I'd be, like, confused for a second, because I'm like, wait, what are they saying? And then I had to, like, compute it in my head, if that makes sense. And there was a couple times where I was also just like crazy overstimulated. So like if I looked frazzled or whatever, I'm sorry. Thank you for being patient with me. You know, IECSU is just a lot. But I was so happy to meet so many people. It was so much fun getting all the pictures, talking with all of you. Yeah, I loved it. And then, okay, Savannah's class, how to sell skincare. I'm not going to give too much info because, you know, it's her info to give and share. But she did such a good job. I was messaging her a bit before and telling her how excited we were and everything. And yeah, guys, she's like just so knowledgeable. If you don't already follow her, which pretty much everybody does, but if you don't, Savannah's just so knowledgeable when it comes to skincare, aesthetics, treatments, products, and everything, marketing. So it's just fun to, first of all, meet her in person, because she and I have been online friends for about a year and a half now. Finally, we're able to meet in person, which is so fun. And just learn from her, like some of her suggestions with marketing better online with selling skincare. Because as we know, obviously products are 80% of where we're getting our clients' results with. And sometimes in this industry, it's hard to, as estheticians, like we don't want to be pushy. We don't want to feel like salesmen, but at the same time, we're not. We're ensuring results, right? So it was just interesting to see the suggestions she had, the tricks she had, and everything to help you succeed in that area. If you are not an esthetician, if you're like a client or whomever listening, know that yes, products can be expensive, but your esthetician actually has way less of a profit margin with the products than they do with the services. Pretty much 99% of the time, okay? We honestly make the majority of our income off of the services we offer. So, you know, while we do have expensive products and everything that we retail and whatever it may be, it's really because we're trying to get you the best results. These products are meant to last months and months and months, and the formulations just can't be beat. You know, a lot of them are proprietary formulations. So when it comes to us suggesting products, and especially those of us that own our own businesses, own our own practices, solo, whatever, we are investing in these lines and putting a decent amount of money into being able to carry them for you because we believe in how they'll change your skin for the better. So yeah, I just want to put that little plug in that while it may seem like, hey, buy this product, and yes, there are some people that truly are kind of like that in the world. The majority of us are just wanting you to get your results. We love the products. Yes, they cost more. We realize that. But at the end of the day, we'd rather, if it's a budget thing, you get your products, have your home care, not see us for months and months until you're able to, then come in for a treatment, maybe have a good result for a couple of days, and then go back to how your skin was, okay? So just know that that's a huge reason why we talk about the importance of home care and why we want you to invest in your good products over getting a treatment, at least to start, again, if it's a budget thing. So just know that, please. And if you ever are inspired to buy a product because you saw someone's Instagram post or Instagram story or your esthetician talk to you personally about the product, whatever it may be, please make sure you're buying it from that esthetician, from the person that recommended you the product, educated you on it, told you how to use it, because it does mean a lot. I can't tell you how many hours in the 2 years of running my business that I have spent responding to people, you know, and I've learned my mistakes here. I'm going on a little tangent, but we'll get back, I promise. And I've learned from my mistakes here and really have been stricter with doing this. But in the past, I've had times where I would spend like hours going back and forth messaging people. You know, they would be sending me photos, sending me their allergies, whatever they were currently using, whatever. Basically a consultation I'm dedicating, giving for free in like Instagram DMs. And then I'm like, okay, these are what I would suggest for you. They're really great products. Only to be told like a couple days later, oh my gosh, I got those products. I really love them. Oh, where did you get them from? Oh, I got them from this other esthetician, or I got them from Amazon, which not the real product. It's a fake, by the way. Professional skincare is only going to be sold through professionals or through the lines themselves on their websites. Okay. Just an FYI. And it kind of feels like a slap in the face because we basically just did so much work, put in a lot of effort, came up with a customized recommendation for you, only for you to give somebody else the profit off of that. So estheticians, if you're listening, don't suggest products or give recommendations through Instagram DMs or whatever. You guys, there's a reason why we do consults, and it also covers our butts doing so as well, because there is liability involved. So while I did that a lot at first, I really try not to anymore. Maybe if a client messages me and wants a product recommendation, yeah, I'll message them back and give it to them because I know they're going to get it from me. But just know your worth, please. And again, if you are a client of an esthetician, again, if you're inspired to buy a product because your SC recommended it to you or you saw them post about it, please, please, please buy it from them. It does help so much because we do get, I have a dry throat. I'm going to have to get some water in a second, but we do get those online commissions for product sales on our links. And those are just straight commissions. So that is an extra way for us to help earn money. Or if you buy directly from our business, like if we needed to ship it, or if you want to do a product pickup, it does help because again, we're investing a lot of money to have these products sitting on our shelves. And if we're recommending something to you and you go buy it from somebody else, then that's money just sitting on the shelf, kind of lingering and lingering, if that makes sense. So I know that was a bit of a tangent, but yeah, just wanted to make sure we talked about that for a second. But yeah, got to chat with Savannah a little bit after. And then my husband and I, we went to the Hygienity event that my rep Angel, who literally is an angel, threw. And it was just like for those of us that she was the account rep for. And it was just like nice little appetizers and drinks and little goodie bags. Guys, I love Hygienity. It's such a good brand. It hasn't even been around that long. It's not even a year old yet. But the products, the formulations, the ingredients, so top notch. It's just amazing. We met the COO and he was just like really, really cool. So I really, when I look into brands I carry, I look for not just, you know, what are the products like, what are the formulations like, all that. But I do look at, I try my best to look into, okay, what is the company like? What is my rep going to be like? I want to be taken care of because I am making them money as well. So it was just really, really cool that she did that for all of us. And Angel, you're amazing. okay, I'm like trying to pull up my notes of like everything we did because honestly, it was a bit of a blur. I believe like after that event, my husband and I went, I think we just went home, didn't we? We went back to the hotel. I'm like, let me think about this for a split second. Oh no, we decided to get dinner and we couldn't decide on dinner. And my husband really wanted cheesecake, so we went to the Cheesecake Factory. That's what happened. Yeah. And then we went back to the hotel and that was it. But the next day, the busy day. Oh my gosh, guys. Okay. So I wanted to go listen to, the Aerolace, little presentation, whatever, on the studio stage in the morning on Sunday. And, Savannah also, because she works with Aerolace, she's an ambassador and whatnot for them. She was going to talk about it, because we're looking into some new things for FPE. My husband and I literally have been, especially more so lately, but guys, there's been things that I've been dreaming since before I graduated esthetician school, with what we want to do. And especially lately, we've been having the conversations and we've been kind of planning really for, especially when I come back from maternity leave, in like however long that is, to get the ball rolling with getting our ideal, everything that we want for FPE. It's a lot of money that we're investing. It's a lot of time we're investing. It's a lot of education we're having to invest in. We're having to do a lot of research, you know, contact all these companies, all these reps, like making sure we're getting the best of the best. Because basically, and these changes are not just changes, these new things, like the overall of what FPE is going to be. We want to be able to just get to our end goal of, you know, our final spot, not have to get locked into a lease again, whatever it may be. And we know this is going to take time and time and time. Like, we're just trying to get the ball rolling, get things going. So hopefully, you know, it could be a couple months from now, it could be over a year from now, but when we have all of these, I don't know, I really have to be so vague. When we have all of these things come to fruition, it is literally going to be like, not the end all of FPE, because obviously you should be continuing to grow and educate yourself and whatnot, but it's like our ideal, what we've always dreamt FPE would be, if that makes sense. Like what kind of place it would be. Yeah, so we had to talk to different brands about their devices. We had to talk to brands about their products and their treatments, and the reps and stuff that were at the trade show. So there was a lot. So I wanted to go to that. So the traffic getting into IECSC Sunday morning was insane. I hopped out of the car. I walked in because we were in line for 45-ish minutes just to try to get into the parking lot. My husband was like, you need to go if you want to go listen to this about Aerolace, because like we've been talking about this, you need to go. So I literally got out of the car, walked all the way to the convention center from where we were, walked into it, and then watched the presentation. By the time, you guys, my husband was able to park the car and meet up with me, it was like 11 o'clock at that point. Because we got into the official like parking lot line, I don't know what to call it, at 9 a.m. So by the time we got in that line and he was able to find me in the convention center, it had taken him 2 hours. Bless the man so much for that. But yeah, so the Aerolace one was great. I don't want to talk too much about it, but Aerolace is an amazing, amazing, amazing laser for treatments. Can do so much for the skin, and it's got no downtime, and it is a huge investment. It's something we're looking into. Truthfully, super excited about it, and excited to learn more. And yeah, so that was something we wanted to prioritize. He met me at the Aerolace booth. We were talking with the rep there. Her name was Nicole, who was very informative, got us hooked up with getting more information and getting like demos ready and everything. So love her for that. And chat with Savannah and her assistant Maria quite a bit more, which was fun. We kept running into them throughout the whole thing. Again, Savannah's a dear friend of mine. So we were talking with them quite a bit, asking about kind of more some business stuff. don't want to get too much into it. I do have to be a little bit vague, guys. I'm so sorry that I am being vague, but I'm choosing to be vague when it comes to some of the business stuff that we're planning, just because in case something changes, I don't want to have to be like, JK, guys, I'm not doing X, Y, and Z thing. I don't know. So we're talking with them about it. And then after that, we explored the exhibit quite a little bit more. And then Alita and Rachel, the Skin Club podcast girls, they had their live podcast on the stage. So we listened to the majority of that. But then I was an idiot and I accidentally double booked myself for classes that day. So there was an acne class with Face Reality Acne 102 at 12:30. And then I had paid extra to attend Douglas Preston's Succeeding as an Acne Therapist class at 12 o'clock. So we had to leave the Little Life podcast a little bit early, but it was amazing. They're so cute. It was good seeing them in person, meeting them in person. So we had to go to that. But my husband was so amazing, you guys. He went and waited in line for the Face Reality class, had my work phone on him, and went in and recorded the whole class for me so that way I could go back and watch it. I love him so much for doing that. We love Curtis. We stan him. Golden Retriever energy for sure. And I was in the Douglas Preston one, which was great because obviously we specialize in acne. That's 90% of our business is acne. So I just wanted to get all the acne education I could. I just was too dumb and double booked myself, but it's fine. And then after that, I met up with my husband because my class finished first in the room that the Face Reality class was in. And we just sat and chatted some more with some friends after. And then we got food, which was much needed because at that point I was really, 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 really hungry. And I know this is just like me chatting about literally like, and I did this and I did that, but some of you asked literally for this episode. So that's why we're doing it. Anyway, after lunch, I had just wanted to go back into the exhibit and talk more with some of the brands. I wanted to look at the Glymed rebrand in person. I wanted to go by the Face Reality booth. You guys know Face Reality is my girl. I love her. I was an Acne Expert of the Year finalist. I love the brand so much. But when we got to their booth, I had no idea that really so much of the Face Reality team, I knew some of them knew me just because, you know, chatting with them throughout like certain processes. Like I did an interview with Joy a few weeks ago. I've talked with Alex on the phone, who's a lead educator for Face Reality, things like that. But I didn't know that they all knew me. So that was like very cool and humbling and validating for me, because I went to the booth and they were all like, oh, it's Lauren, it's Face Fun Aesthetics. I was like, wait, guys, so if anyone from Face Reality is listening, you guys freaking are amazing, because I literally love Face Reality so much. I love the brand. I love the team at Face Reality. It's just amazing. But I went to the booth, cute booth, and I didn't know, but I was on the wall with my client. Shout out to my client, Tori, who was the submission we used for Acne Expert of the Year. She, like our before and afters and her testimonial on Face Reality and everything were on the wall. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And I just loved meeting so much of the team in person, just because, again, you guys, I love Face Reality. It really, 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 really works for acne. Fourth year in a row, by the way, they just announced to us last night at the Face Reality event, fourth year in a row, they've been voted as the best acne line. So that's what's up. Good for them. They won. Love it. So it was so fun being in that booth, but I met other Estes at that booth too, who were just like so excited to meet me and say hi and everything, which was so fun. And then we looked at a couple other brands for treatments. We're thinking of bringing it on when I come back from maternity leave. Keeping that on the DL for now. Again, I do have to keep some of it on the DL. But we just did quite a bit of that. Then literally that was it. It was a lot of walking. It may not seem like a lot, but guys, it's a lot. I promise. Then we went to over where the Face Reality event that evening was. It was inside like the Wynn or something like that hotel. And it was just like an exclusive Acne Expert event where you know, there were some drinks and appetizers, and they had an acne expert panel just to hear some of their ambassadors talk about some of their favorite products and whatnot, give some, answer some questions and whatnot, which is so fun. Got to meet Jeremy, the CEO, other Face Reality team members in person some more, talk with them quite a bit. You guys, I just love the brand so much. So much. And other estheticians, other Face Reality experts who I look up to, and they were like, Lauren, I look up to you. I'm like, no, girl, this is backwards. Like, I look up to you. Which was so, so cool. And then after the event, I had to say our goodbyes to any other SD friends that were still there. And my husband and I literally drove home from Vegas to Utah. I think by the time we got to our car, I changed in the car into some sweats real quick because I was not going to wear a dress. We stopped and got a little bit of gelato too as we were leaving the hotel. We love gelato, my husband and I. But by the time we left, I think it was just before 8 Vegas time, which was 9 p.m. Utah time. And then we got in at 2 a.m. Yeah, so little 5-hour drive, but that's okay. It actually went by really quickly. We vibed a lot to Andrea Bocelli in the car. Talked a lot about aesthetics in the industry. I am so thankful. A tangent about Curtis. King Curtis, we love him, okay? I'm so thankful for him because he has always been so supportive. Like when I said, hey, we're moving, like we need to move to, we were living in California at the time. I was like, hey, this was literally 3 years ago, guys. Hey, we need to move to Utah in like 3-ish weeks. I just enrolled in esthetician school. He, from the word go, and even before then, because I've always been interested in aesthetics and wanted to be an esthetician, but he has always been nothing but like, let's do it. Like, and as the business grows, as I grow with my knowledge and my skills and everything, and as he sees the industry grow, he becomes more and more interested in it. He becomes more and more excited about it, more involved. So he is always like, yeah, Lauren, I'll go with you to this work event, or, you know, take you to the convention. He also had to come with me just because being 34 weeks pregnant in case something happened, because I'm high risk. But you guys, oh my gosh. And I wish he wouldn't downplay it so much, but he literally is so supportive. He's so into this. He like had some ideas come up like in his head. He would bring up conversations about, oh, we should do this for the spot, like next for FPE, things like that. He loved meeting some of you guys too and talking with you. It was just really, really cool to have him there and get even more excited, because he is more and more like helping me out with the business. And I think it was very helpful to have him come and learn some of, you know, even just the treatments. And like, he sat in an acne class with me, like I said, and whatnot, because like, he gets it like even more every single time. He gets more hyped about it. So we love you, Curtis. Thank you for coming with me. But yeah, we talked a lot about that on the drive home. And then literally had to wake up at like 8 something this morning to go get our dogs. And that's where we're at. But I'm so thankful I got to meet so many esthetician friends, talk with you guys about aesthetics, about us. I had some conversations about acne, and a lot of conversations about business. I actually had a couple people that came up to me and wanted to know about my hiring process, because they knew I just hired our esthetician, Casey. And we talked about that. And if you guys are ever interested in what I specifically did for my my hiring process, I do have an episode on that a couple episodes back on the podcast. You can always listen to. I tried to be as meticulous as possible with the process, so I go more in depth than that. But yeah, IECSE was amazing. So fun. And I'm just so thankful to be able to have gone. It was my first year going. And just the connections I was able to make, the people I was able to finally meet in person and chat with and hang with, and my husband too, being able to get away one last time right before having a baby, all of that. It just is always so invigorating to do stuff like that when it comes to my business and this industry and aesthetics and whatnot, because it just really further motivates you, you know? So I'm very thankful for the opportunity that we had to go. I'm very thankful for the opportunities we continue to have at FPE. The amount of support we get is just like, it blows my mind and continues to blow my mind. Because while I do have goals, I didn't really know like how those would look as they came to fruition when I was like dreaming up these goals years and years ago. So it's just been like literally dream come true after another. And yes, there are rough times, but overall, so I'm very thankful. And I know this is just a little chit chat about IECSE, but again, like, just want to share it. I highly recommend, if you're in the aesthetics industry as a student, an esthetician, whatever, going next year. We're gonna go next year. We'll just have to find a babysitter for our baby in order to go. But yeah, we loved it so much. My husband swears I'm gonna be speaking there one day. I don't know about that, because public speaking ain't my thing, but it's just so great. And I'm so excited for the future of FPE, because we did quite a lot of talking and planning and meeting with people in order to proceed with the future of FPE. So I'm very thankful for it. But yeah, thanks for listening to this little chit chat about the trade show
and hear me get hyped about things, but also being vague about some things. I have to go to a doctor's appointment now. But I love you guys so, so much. And I hope you have a good rest of your week. Thank you for inviting me into your life today, listening to this episode. Stay safe, and I will talk with you next week. Bye.